Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today's episode is another book review on One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig. For those of you who haven't read the book, I will attempt to give, as usual, a quick synopsis of what it is. One Dark Window is a romantic-y book about this girl in a world where there is magic. And you can get sick. If you get sick, as a result, you have magic when you're sick. And that is bad because then you have to go, you get sent to die. And there's these cards that are the focus of the world's magic system. And she got sick. Then she's trying to break a curse. Her own curse.
Okay. That was very, very good.
Thank you. So I just said words, and now Haley's next. She's going to string them together and make it make sense.
No, that was very good. I actually feel like I don't need to say anything.
Oh, excellent.
But I will say, so basically there was a king on this land, and he met the spirit of the woods or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that spirit has magic. And so that spirit granted the king these cards that have magical powers. And so in return, he spread the magic to his people by spreading the cards to the people. However, then there started to be some sort of curse or something that the spirit... Oh, then they stopped worshiping the spirit. So it retaliated by creating this, like, mystical fog that went over the land to, like, pull people back to her. And so, in order to eradicate the fog, people need to combine all 12 cards, and then that would sort of, like, solve the problem. And so it's about this girl who got this sickness, and now she kind of has magic, and on her quest to bring all the 12 cards together, she meets people along the way who have a similar quest.
So good.
How's that?
Oh, whenever I hear you say it, I'm like, that is perfection.
But that's, like, basically what you said, too. So, sorry I repeated that.
No, but better. That's sometimes what people mean. So, if you haven't read the book, and that sounds good, stop the podcast, go read the book, come back. But if you have read the book, then this review is full of spoilers, and we're going to start with our rating on the book.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Three, two, one. Five stars! Okay.
This is wild. We've never been this...
I know.
...far apart in a fantasy book.
Five stars. Okay.
Alright, so I'm, like, really curious.
Yeah, I'm like, tell me why you rated it 5 stars.
Okay. But also, I have to give a side note that in our previous book review, we may have mentioned that you read 7 Year Slip on a plane. I read this book on a plane.
Okay.
So some background information is that I read 5 books on a plane and a train. And out of those 5 books, 3 of them were 5 stars. So I'm thinking, is it skewed? Because I've never given this many 5 stars before. Because of the experience of reading in transport. Something to think about. Anyways.
I mean, that is actually very, very interesting. Because now I'm going to have to read those other 2 books that you rated 5 stars.
Yes.
To see if I also rated them 5. What are they?
Rain and Ruin, another romanticy. Kind of like, I would say a mix of Avatar the Last Airbender, because it has elemental magic, with Aladdin.
Okay.
And then the other one was Daughter of No Worlds, which I saw, because I borrowed Haley's Kindle on my trip, and I saw that you had read 30% of them.
Yeah.
And you stopped. It was so good.
Wait, really? At the part, you, like, 30%, you were like, this is good?
Yeah. Well, okay, actually, I have to admit, it was, like, a little slow.
Okay, yeah,
but
right?
I would say, like, after the 30%. I even took a picture because I'm like, this is gonna get good. I have to take a picture of where, with the chapter that Haley stopped.
Oh, okay.
Well, so you can jump back in, but you should start over.
Yeah, I would have to start over. Yeah. Because I do think I was trying to get through to the good part.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of those ones that, like, I had had it in my Kindle for so long that it's, like, taking up space, so then I just, like, removed it so I could put another book in instead. So I think that's, and I was like, 30% is too little to keep it, because I was like, I kept trying, and it was so hard. But you're saying it gets better.
I guess, well, to me.
Remember, because do you remember that I was telling you about that book? That I, well, like, looks like that book, but I tried to start reading it, and I was like, this can't be that book.
Do you remember? Is it that book?
No, well, wait, do you remember what I'm talking about?
No!
That there was a book that has a similar cover that looks the same in my head. Like, it's got a girl in a red dress on the cover, and we were talking about it, and I was saying, I thought it was this book, but I tried to start reading it, and it wasn't very good, so I didn't think it was that book.
So, because we were talking about another book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it was that book because you thought it was really good.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Wild.
It was slow.
It was slow in the beginning.
And I struggle.
But I like the direction.
Okay.
But also, yeah, so that's like background information that I read all these books on a train and a plane. Perhaps in another podcast episode, we revisit this theory that perhaps the environment in which you're reading changes how you feel about a book.
Yeah. It's crazy because I feel like it could go either way. Either you really like it or you really don't like it.
It's true. That's right. Maybe there's no in-between because I didn't have an in-between. The other two books I read were like 2 stars.
Oh.
And like barely 3 stars.
Oh, okay. So maybe actually, yeah, it's either you like it or you don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I'm taking notes. We will revisit this.
Okay, so keep going.
Well, sorry. One Dark Window. Pulling up my notes because I said 5 stars because I felt like it was a satisfying read. Like, I wasn't bored. Like, I liked the characters. I thought they were solid. World building and magic system was easy to grasp and understand. So, like, the whole cards and even, like, how you described it, where it was like, oh, the king met with the mother of the wood, spirit of the wood, you know? And the magic was in the cards. And I'm like, okay, I understand that. I can follow. I thought that was good. And for the romance, it's basically, I felt like it was what I was looking for in romantasy, where it had enough of the tension where I got like butterflies. And so overall, I'm like, solid. I just had like a good time.
Okay.
But like after reading like the other two books, I read the other two books that I rated 5 stars. After this one, I felt like this one was definitely YA. I may not have known it, like, going in. Maybe people are like, it's obviously YA. Well, I didn't know that. And I read it, and I was like, oh, yeah. I feel like this is something, like, I would read, like, if I was, like, younger. I would also really like it. But I thought it was a smooth read. I wasn't bored. And so I'm like, 5 stars. Good experience.
But normally you need something to put it at 5 stars. Like, something exceptional.
That's true.
What was that?
I think the magic system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, okay. The tapping of the cards, and then you have the power, and then you tap it again, and it's gone.
Okay, because I have some gripe, specifically because the scythe card, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, the red one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to cause pain, and you don't actually see it causing pain until much later in the book, that when his nose starts to bleed.
Yeah.
But that is, like, so late in the game
that
I'm genuinely, I was like, there's so much saying about how magic comes at a price.
Yeah.
And one, okay, I get it. However, that feels like something that's, like, been done so much. Like, yeah, okay, magic comes at a price. It's easy to say. But the fact is that so many people are using cards, I feel like, without the price.
Ah.
That I'm like, you keep saying it. And if they've been using these cards the whole time, like, it's specifically because the sons of the king all hold the red cards, right? So they've been using it for a very long time. So you would think that it should cause you more and more pain, like, the more you use it. So at some point, like, you should not be able to use it without significant pain, but they just use it willy-nilly. So I'm, like, very confused about the concept.
That's a good point.
So for me, I feel like it had a little bit of a hole that I was like, I don't get it. But I think maybe they meant more, like, because it did seem like the individuals who have magic, like, who got sick and have the magic, have more of the price aspect of it, you know?
Yeah.
But they were saying that, like, each of the card has an opposite side to it, and I was just like, okay, well, it seems like the only people who are actually having side effects
the ones who are sick, who got sick and, like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's true, because, like you said, they didn't tell us until later when she asked Elm, like, oh, how does it feel when you use a card? And he's like, oh, like glass cutting in, you know?
Yeah.
So I wonder if it was all just, like, the author didn't do a good job of, like, showing it, and then when she did show it in the book of him, like, explaining how it felt, then it's just like, oh yeah, you should have known, like, they just feel it, like, on the inside, you know? Like, oh, they're just, like, suffering on the inside.
I mean, wouldn't you then use your card less? Like, you would only use it in extreme circumstances, but obviously they just, and then I was like, I think, obviously I'm too much into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I sort of get it, because you say it, but to actually execute it in every single aspect of them using the cards is not something that would be fun to read.
Mm.
Like, nobody wants to read about how much it hurts repetitively. That would be super annoying.
Yeah.
So, I get it. Just from, I was, like, it was literally, I wrote that down in my notes.
Yeah.
Before she said about how it hurt him. Like, because it came much later. Yeah. And I was like, you didn't even hit on it until much, much later where I already had the question.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And then for me, it was kind of, eventually, as you start reading, but it was, like, there's so many cards, and I was trying to keep track of, like, what everything did.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I'm also trying to think of, like, the side effects.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I do think I'm thinking too much.
Yeah. I think maybe that's why, like, in my head, like, I feel like maybe subconsciously, like, once I started reading it, I'm like, okay, it's not, like, a Brandon Sanderson novel. So, like, everything, I just took, like, a grain of salt, you know? But then also, it's, like, it's me reading it, so I'm not really thinking. Just like, oh, okay, tell it as it is. Whatever you say. But I like, and I feel like many readers would like, your critical thinking.
I mean,
acknowledging the plot holes.
I wouldn't say it took away from the actual book. Like, it's not like that was, oh my god, such a struggle. It's just a thought I had while I was reading.
So, yeah. I get that.
Because especially, I'm with you that when I first started reading, I think I was, like, reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then later it's like, oh, okay, I'm just kind of, like, listening more than I'm actually reading. Because, yeah, when they first introduced all the cards, I was like,
gotta know all
what
of these.
Are these cards?
Yeah.
But then you're just like, okay, I'll just take it as it comes.
Yeah. I wrote for the, so the main character's name is Elsbeth. Elsbeth.
Mm-hmm.
Not Elizabeth. Elsbeth.
Elsbeth.
I wrote that I felt like I enjoyed her through the process. Usually, first person can be annoying. And so I thought, like, she was a little less annoying than other first person, like, voices. And I said, the only annoying thing is she keeps saying that people are lying to her, but she's the one that's lying. Not as annoying as other female main characters. Fourth Wing. Or specifically Iron Flame.
Yeah, that was annoying.
So I felt like that was, like, the only thing that I didn't like about her.
Mm.
But I'm like, oh, maybe that's just, like, a thing. That, like, when people write in first person, they just, like, have to be kind of annoying. Because you're in their head.
Yeah. I don't remember her saying that.
Oh, she said it a lot.
Oh.
She's like, oh, you're lying to me. You held something back.
Oh, okay, now I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you too. I liked the guy. I don't remember his name, but was I remember it, he had gray eyes.
Was it Raven?
Oh, yeah, Raven. I said I knew it was that he was the love interest as soon as he came in to the frame. Like, he rescued her from, like, her brother, his brother.
Oh.
And that, like, during the dance or something like that.
Oh.
In the hallway.
I was gonna say I knew as soon as he attacked her on the street.
Oh, wow, you're good.
You're like, oh, okay.
Okay. Never mind.
That's good, because I was like, oh, me too.
Dang it. But you have to give me props because that's, like, a little bit more than normal.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's
before
really good.
That, I wouldn't know. I'm patting myself on the back here. Wow, you knew as soon as he attacked her?
What?
Good job.
No, you did really good, too.
I said my favorite character was Elm.
Oh, okay. I did like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when authors write the side characters, if they don't write them well, they kind of fall into the background, and you're just, like, so focused on the romance part of the book that everyone else is just like, oh, I don't really care about them. But then the author wrote in Elm enough and even had conversations with Elspeth, you know, and had moments together where it was like, oh, this is funny, this is, like, enjoyable, that I'm like, oh, I like you. You know, like, he grew on me. Like a tree.
Like an elm tree.
Like an elm tree.
Yeah, I did like him. That's a very good point.
So she wrote him well as, like, a good balance. So it wasn't, like, I don't know, too dark, too lovey. And he had, like, that good balance because he was kind of, like, the one that was, like, what is it? Like, comedic relief. But also, like, serious and, like, a loyal, like, friend. So, like, oh, that's perfect. I like you. But I guess I wanted to ask you, what made it a 3.5? Because you mentioned that you were kind of, like, in the weeds a little bit about, like, the magic system and all of that. Was that the thing that was, like, holding you back from giving it a 4?
Well, so I did rate it a 4.
Oh, you rounded up.
I think just in the moment, I was like, I'm not sure what I rated it. So I said 3.5, but I was like, 4 seems good.
So, I mean, then our ratings are not that far off.
I know, I'm just, like, very surprised that you gave it 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree with you that it was an enjoyable read.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see anything that, yeah. I mean, I guess my question is, are you going to read the second book?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna read the second book. Because I was going to say, I do think I'm going to read the sequel as well.
Oh, excellent.
But I think it's more than 2.
No, they said it's just 2.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
I know.
Because I was going to say, if it's more than 2, I don't think I'll actually read the rest of the series.
Yeah, me neither.
But for me, I have questions about her cousin.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah. For me, that's the storyline that I'm like, what happened there? That I think I'm curious about. And then, well, do you want to finish?
No. Tell me.
Because, okay, that's what I have a question about. So I was like, I need to know that because that's confusing. Mm-hmm. And then also, I was saying that it's funny because in comparison to Iron Flame, mm-hmm. that at the end of that book, spoiler for that book.
Oh, yeah. Iron Flame spoilers.
Is that the guy becomes, like, evil, yeah. right? And I feel like this is kind of similar in that she becomes, quote-unquote, evil mm-hmm. at the end. But in a way that this seems more enjoyable. Like, I want to read it. And it's obviously because, one, the nightmare, you, like, get his perspective.
Yeah.
So, like, you kind of know him as a person.
Yeah.
And to, like, have him take over is an interesting thing to see. Like, I'm not really sure what his main goal is.
Yeah.
So I am curious about that.
Yeah, I wrote that right here. I said, it was fun to have the nightmare in her head. Like, the commentary.
Yeah.
And I said, we can't really hate him because you get his side of the story yeah. about what happened.
Yeah.
So I agree that it is kind of like Iron Flame, where you have to turn someone back to being good. But because the author introduced us, like, a third character, in a sense,
yeah.
it's not really that she is bad. We get to meet someone else.
Yeah, we get somebody else. And I do feel like, in comparison, Raven to
Zayden. Ooh, rhymes.
Zayden is not really an enjoyable character
yeah.
in how she wrote him. Whereas, like, Raven, we know we like him. And we like the other people that she surrounded herself with. So, like, to have that story and to have these people kind of on her side, it's more of, like, a family. Because you know what we were saying in Iron Flame? That she kind of alienated all of her friends. So, like, how is that something that's enjoyable to read? But, like, now you have all these people who are, like, fighting for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to read the second one.
That's such a good point. I like how you compared it because I didn't even think about Iron Flame in that sense where we like all the characters. We like Raven, you know? And it makes us want to read more. And reading Iron Flame, even, like, talking about Iron Flame, it gives me kind of, like, PTSD. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was, like, really bad.
It was so bad.
But only because we liked Fourth Wing so much. Like, the 360? Anyways, sorry. I heard that the duology, so the second book is, like, really good. Like, it keeps up the momentum of this book. Because sometimes, like, you don't know if the sequel is going to be good.
Okay.
So I heard it's good.
I was literally about to say that I don't think the sequel will be as good.
Oh, really?
But maybe
they said.
I will be excited to be wrong, I think.
I also put that, like, the villains were good villains. Not good as in, like, good characters, but I think that when you create someone who is so evil that it's easy to hate them, and, like, you like, rally behind, like, oh, the cause of, like, defeating, like, the king, and then his son, his oldest son, who's, like, so evil, then it gives you, like, something to root for. And so I think, like, the author did a good job with making someone so evil. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's so mean! For, like, what he did to, like, the cousin, and then him, like, using, like, his powers against, like, the family to, like, sentence them and all of that, too. I like that.
I didn't actually think he was that evil.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you you're like, yeah, you know.
But it's like, I came to the same conclusion as you from a different side, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I did like how she wrote the villain.
Oh, okay.
But for completely the opposite reason.
He wasn't that evil.
Yeah, that I was like, he feels human.
Oh.
Because if you think about it, some books / TV shows get really dark for, I feel, unnecessary reasons. Mm. And so, in comparison, I don't feel like it got that dark. Like, when he put the truth serum in the wine glasses, he didn't actually do anything that disastrous. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, in other books, it could have been absolutely, like, horrible things he, like, made them do or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he wasn't even asking that hard of questions.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, like, because she was lying that it was hard on her. But, like, other than that, it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, to me, like, for that scene specifically, I was like, he was, like, toying with them in my head because he knew that she was lying. So, for me, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. I'm scared for her. I guess, like, for me, everything is, like, heightened where it was like, oh my gosh, you're so evil. But yeah, I like the book. And I will be reading the second one.
Okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm glad that you will also read the second one.
Right after I finish it, I was like, I have to read the second one. I was like, okay, well, I'll just wait till Amy comes back and we can talk about it. And then I'll read the second one. Because I don't want any of my stories crossing.
Yeah.
You know? We have to do the review before, because then we might get confused about where this one ends.
Oh, yeah, they're right.
Or for me personally, because I can't remember anything, so that's why.
I do want to say, it's like, side note, second side note, third side note. Anyways, another side note is that an interesting thing is that out of all the books I read, three of the books had, like, evil things in heads. Like, this book had the nightmare in her head. Two of my other books also had things in their heads. I've never read so many books in a row.
See, but do you see how, like, those two books I read on the plane were, like, the same book? Similarly, you read three books that were, like, the same book. Like, I don't know if you're picking books that just happen to be the same, but the theme of, like, reading the same books on a plane seems to be... And rating them all 5 stars, like, I don't know, it's one of those things that, you know, like, oh, we're in a matrix. Not to be conspiratorial or anything like that.
You're so right.
Oh, no.
Anyways.
My other note.
Yeah?
Is that I kept thinking, like, especially at the beginning, you know that other book we read about...
Which one?
The librarian, and she... And the books are, like, evil.
Yeah, but when you say it out loud, it's funny.
Do you know what book that was?
Yeah, Sorcery of Thorns?
Thorns? Yeah. This book reminded me of that book.
Did
you didn't have that feeling at all?
I was so bored in that book. I was so bored. I feel like I scanned that book so hard.
But that's what I was... One, it kind of looks like
it. Oh, yeah, one, it looks like it. Yeah, the color scheme.
And two, just, like, when I initially started reading it, I kept getting the cards and the books, like, mixed up. Like, they look the same. And I just, I don't know, it feels like the same world. You know, these, like, evil things.
Cards, books, chairs, beds. Everything is evil, inanimate objects.
And then you have, like, it's just, like, it felt very similar.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's just because they're both YA.
Yeah.
In, like, magical worlds.
Yeah, this is.
Because
yeah,
you YA. Have this girl who's, like, special, which, okay, yeah, is every book ever. And then you have this guy.
Special.
Who, like, is her enemy to start.
Yeah. But I also wouldn't say, like, so enemy. They were, like, enemy for, like, two pages. Right? Like, when he robbed her, and then that's it.
But also, when she, like, met him, and she was like, oh my god, he's the captain of the guard. Like, I have to be careful. Like, oh. he doesn't necessarily become a non-enemy until she finds out he's sick.
Oh. I guess, like, in my head.
You already knew he was yeah. not interested. You're yeah. like.
So I'm like, don't be scared. He's one of us. He loves you. What an experience.
I'm just, like, very surprised at the 5 stars because I thought we would both rate it 4.
I mean, could change.
Well, no, it can't. It's set in stone now.
A recency bias?
I'm glad you liked it, though.
No, yeah. I liked it. It was, like, a solid... If someone said, recommend me a YA fantasy book, I would say read One Dark Window.
Really? Do you feel like watching TikTok videos at all have skewed you towards the 5 stars?
Ooh. Possibly. Maybe I could have rated it 4. Except everyone was like, read One Dark Window. Possibly. But it was like an enjoyable read. I would like to know, possibly, that I think there's a potential that it could go down. Because when I added One Dark Window in my reading log, I have a separate column that was like, oh, do you want to buy the book? And I put maybe. Oh. I didn't put yes. Okay. And the other two books I rated 5 stars, I put yes.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Interesting.
Well, now that I think about it, no, separately, many side notes in this episode. What are other YA fantasies that we liked? Now I can think nothing. I'm empty.
Fourth Wing?
Oh, no, it's not YA, though. They have, like, sexy time.
In the first one?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I can't remember.
I mean, who can really know?
That's so funny. We read so much. Nothing comes to my brain. It's empty. I need a list. We need to make a separate podcast episode because I wanted to talk to you about book news in general.
Okay.
And that's all. Good book. We'll read the second one.
Yeah, I'm excited. For the second one.
Me too. We don't often read sequels together.
Yeah. Well, I do. I think we don't often like YA.
I know, huh?
Fantasy. Which is weird, because in my head we do like them, but I can't think of a single one that we've liked.
Right?
I can only think of Kingdom of the Wicked, and that's it.
Yeah, that's right. Separately, I read a book that was like Kingdom of the Wicked. And all I could think about was King of the Wicked. And I rated it exact the same. 3 stars. Did I rate King of the first? No, 3 stars. I was gonna look at our Instagram page.
Oh, good.
On a side note to see what we've read. To see if we've read any YA other than Powerless. Divine Rivals.
You liked that?
I liked that one. But if I had to compare, I like this one more.
I would agree. Oh, I didn't really like Divine Rivals.
Dance of Thieves.
Oh, Serpent of the Wings of Night.
I would say that as adult.
What?
Dance of Thieves is YA. You read the second one, too.
Yeah.
I didn't read the second one.
And I was telling you it's better.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. And you still didn't read that.
I still haven't read it yet. I had it to the list.
I feel like we actually haven't read that many.
Six Crimson Cranes.
We like that one.
Yeah, but I like this one more.
Oh, there's Sorcery of Thorns.
Oh, yes.
Wow. We haven't read that many books.
I know.
Crazy.
It's a sign. We must read more. Just kidding. We can read whatever we want.
So solid, and we will do a review on the second one.
Yes, we will.
Very exciting. Okay. Do you have your song?
I will pull one up. I do want to let you know that I've started to really like the song that you recommended, Backseat Driver by Kane Brown.
It's good.
It's so good.
Oh, I'm glad.
So thank you for recommending that.
You're welcome.
It got me into back into, like, the country pop scene.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So my recommendation is Am I Okay by Megan Maroney.
Oh, I've heard this song. I'll do Love Like This by Scotty McCreery.
Ooh. All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.